Well, it's only May, but already Victoria's road toll has soared to 137 deaths this year, up a huge 56% from this time last year. One of the biggest problems? How to stop drivers using their mobile phones. A new ad campaign is being rolled out, urging people to concentrate when they're behind the wheel. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
A grandpa carrying a folded newspaper, a ute with paint cans in the tray, a little kid not looking where she's walking.
You could miss a lot if you glance at your phone while driving. When you're on your phone, you're driving blind.
Victoria has led the world in introducing road safety measures like the mandatory wearing of seatbelts and random breath testing. But with this year's road toll shocking police, bureaucrats and road safety experts, the Transport Accident Commission is now hammering home the message that phone use in the car can kill. Among the experts at a road safety summit in Melbourne today is Associate Professor Michael Fitzharris from Monash University's Accident Research Centre. He says 3 to 5% of car crashes that either prove fatal or inflict serious injury are caused by mobile phone use, but the real figure may be much higher.
So around 5% does seem low, but that's a confirmed case of the phone having a direct relationship to the actual crash. So either through the person talking on the phone, sending a message or passing the phone to another person. So that relies on a great deal of investigation. But what we do know is that using the phone more generally when stationary and also when moving is quite significant. So we know that when someone, say for example, is in a 60 kilometre zone, in 2 seconds they'll travel 32 metres. In a 100 kilometre zone they'll travel just over the length of an Olympic swimming pool of 56 metres.
Professor Fitzharris says young people have a different relationship to their phones than older drivers, and that worries him.
People who haven't grown up with a mobile phone, when we first got our licence, we know that driving is the primary task. My concern is we have a younger generation of new drivers who have always had a phone. Almost the driving is a secondary task. You know, the primary task for them is to stay in contact. The vehicle is just to get to A to B, and that's extremely concerning.
So what do you think's the best way of getting the safety message to them?
I think having particular campaigns focused through particular media channels like the apps themselves around risks related to driving and also other programs need to be very on point in terms of the target audience. But that's why we all seem need sustained high levels of enforcement to really back up that message, and hopefully technology catches up in the long run to solve the problem that it's actually responsible for.
Associate Professor Michael Fitzharris from Monash University's Accident Research Centre. Samantha Donovan reporting.